Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
I'm out here in the middle of Dublin city centre and I'm looking up at the Brazen Head pub. But guess what? I'm on the water. I'm on the Liffey. Now I'm here with Jonathan O'Brien of City Kayaking. Jonathan, thanks for taking me out today. This is really, really unbelievable. To see the city from the water, to meet a business such as your own, City Kayaking. Tell us how this business got started and what you actually do.
Well, we run kayaking tours through the city centre. And we got started because there was nobody using the water. I grew up in Kilmainham on the Camac and in and around the banks of the Liffey up in Island Bridge. So I know the water well, and I knew this section of water well. And just one day I had an epiphany about 10, 12 years ago that there was nobody actually using it, and that shouldn't be the way it is. So myself and a few friends at the time went off and changed that. And I think we're the first company, I'll stand corrected on this, but I think we're the first company to run the Liffey for commerce since Guinness has stopped using it. And I'll happily stand corrected on that, but nobody has checked me on that one so far.
Well, listen, that's an amazing stat. Just the business itself, you say that, you know, you're not an event company, you're in the tourism business. And I think it's important to make that distinction, because sometimes it takes a while to find out what exactly your business is.
Yeah, I suppose we started off as a kayaking company, and our concept of kayaking at the time was purely sport. That's just the background we came from. And it slowly took us time to realise that we weren't actually in the sports industry. We were actually in the tourism industry, and we flipped into that direction. And then just changed our mindset, our outlook of the business, and our mindset towards the business around that. But it's getting to know, things takes time to get to know yourself. And things change over time as well. We initially were a sports company, and then we slowly transitioned into the products, into tourism.
Yeah. I just want to share with our listeners at the moment, the sun is shining, it's quite a windy day, it's full tide here now, and we've come down the river from the Brazen Head back to where you operate out of on the boardwalk. So this is like a city centre business right on the water. In terms of the profile of customers, I just saw two school groups working, and they've just left us, so it's a 2-hour tour, isn't that right, Jonathan?
Yeah, so we have two primary products. There's a 2-hour guided tour of the city centre, which is very much a guided tour, as in like any other tour of the city. It just happens to take place on kayaks. That's popular with both domestic tourists and international tourists. And our second product is called Music Under the Bridges, where we take a small little powerboat that comes along with the kayaks, and that becomes the stage. We put a musician into that. The kayaks are the seats. They gather around the motorboat, and we stop underneath the bridges as we go, and we play some music.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that product's become really popular, and we're now doing that. Next season we'll be doing that 3 or more times a week. So we're in the risk. We're running the risk now of turning slowly from a tourism business into a music business at some point. But that's quite a popular product, and both of those are popular with domestic tourists and international tourists.
Yeah.
And then separately, like as you seen earlier on, we had a school group out there from the north side of the city, and that was a transition year group, so we're quite popular with those kind of cohorts, and with them we would tend to tailor the group. So if they just want to go and burn off some energy, they can go and burn off some energy.
Interesting as well, you know, we look at the Liffey, or I look at it every day or every odd day, and you think, why aren't more people using the water? Why aren't more people on the water? One of the things, and it's maybe one of the challenges around your business, is this is a tidal river, so you know we can get fairly big sweeps of tide coming in and out, so you probably have to work the business model around the tides.
It's a tidal, we call it a tidal river. I think the reality is that Dublin didn't develop on the River Liffey. It grew up on the, Dublin was developed around the Dublin estuary, or the Liffey estuary. Like if you were here 1,000 years ago, you'd very much feel like you're in Dublin Bay and in the sea. And over time, Dublin has forgotten it's in the sea. So I think one of the major problems of reason why nobody uses the water is access. There's just no access in and out.
Yeah.
It's not provided. A lot of the quays that you see running through the city are the industrial heritage of what Dublin Port left behind as it migrated through the city and out for deeper water. And because of that, it's just not geared for getting people in and out of the water. that needs to change. Yeah. That can change easily. It's just that's just investment. There's no magic sauce to that. And then separately, there is a challenge with the water. It is tidal because it's an estuary. The bridges are very low, and the water is actually very shallow at low tide. So at high tide, it's difficult to get under the bridges, and at low tide, it's actually difficult to get over the bottom. So there are nautical challenges to run in this piece of water. But that says it's very usable. Yeah. It just happens to suit kayaks.
I also noticed your sustainability credentials, your support boat. You say a boat goes out with every kayaks. You've got 25 kayaks that hold two people, so theoretically you can have 50 people on the water. They're at all times accompanied by a boat. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's part of our, just generally accessibility was the way we, from an early start, we tried to make the business as accessible as possible. So part of that was using kayaks that were stable and dry, so that would attract and facilitate more people. And then separately, also all of our groups go out with a motorboat, and as a support boat, and that allows for people who have no experience to go out, and the support boat can either help them along or give them tuition as they go. So it allows for a very big range of ability within the groups, and that again makes it more accessible. Plus, some people are fitter than others, some people are older than others, and just that gives us just that flexibility in the middle. From the green credentials point of view, we recently just transitioned into electric, so all of our boats now are electric. So effectively we're a zero carbon business. So if you have a company that wants to go out and do a zero carbon day out, then
you're the man.
We tick the boxes. We're both healthy and city centre based, so there's no transport to us. Or if you do want to take transport, there's public transport to us. Plus, when the activity's taking place, there's no we have a zero carbon output. Yeah. Like if you were to do an audit of us, we
absolutely. Don't really. So when you look back over the years, in terms of the growth of the business, you must be really, when you look back and you think of all the different challenges you had, trying to locate a new business, a new idea in the city centre, lots of challenges around, you know, we won't go into them, but getting from where you were to where you are now has been some journey. You've also tweaked the business model, which I think is interesting to listeners, that you start off somewhere and you end up somewhere different, but it's not that different, but albeit slightly different, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, you have to change it as you go, and you also have to have a product for the market. So initially we started off with a sports mindset, and we had to change that over time. So we went from doing lessons and providing more of a sports company product to now providing tours, and in time eventually we ended up providing the music. And then in the winter time we'll slow down now, there'll be less bookings coming in, but then we have vouchers, and the vouchers are really popular at Christmas time. So it's a good voucher to give, because it kind of gives, you get it at Christmas time, might be the time of year you want to use it, but it gives you that thing in spring then where you kind of, that's what I'm going to do when the sun breaks for the first time. So yeah, the vouchers are very, very popular.
Transition years, and again, groups of kids getting out in the water, great to see it. I see them down, you know, around the sailing clubs and that. It's lovely to see. Are they interested in your product?
Yeah, they're interested in well, they're young. In that case, that group that you saw are a bunch of young men. They come from a boys' school out in the north side of the city there. They're interested in getting out into the river and seeing the city as they go. That bit, they all get a kick going under the bridges and that kind of thing, plus just the activity of getting out together and in the middle of the city, the interaction with the city as well. It's an unusual kind of setting where you are outside. We've got the swans here beside us.
Yeah.
You're out paddling along. But yeah, equally, there's the boardwalk and Dublin Bus.
And you can hear the sound is kind of different as we go under a bridge, as we're going under Capel Street Bridge, as we speak, heading back.
Yeah, that's why we do the music trips under the bridges, because like the music under the bridges, as we transition out now, you can hear
the sound changing.
The natural reverb is gone.
Yeah.
So we do the music under the bridges because it sounds great. We don't need to amplify it. All the musicians play unamped. No amps, no mics. And we've got a couple of them been playing with us a long time now, so they know the different bridges and what they can do, and they bounce their voice around different ways.
Well, look, folks, this is really a fantastic business. I'm always intrigued with business. This is On the Water. My guest is Jonathan O'Brien from City Kayaking. Thanks for letting us into your world, Jonathan, and every success with the business going forward.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.